Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Good morning, welcome in. Time for KER Politics, our weekend radio show. Get a lot of comments on the radio show. Appreciate it. We could even get more. We've got some really blockbuster segments starting right now. And the first segment deals, interestingly enough, with guess who, and this is all documented, by the way. Jimmy's going to talk a little bit about what the FBI has been doing of late with the Bank of America. Jimmy, you're on.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of information that came out. The Bank of America information is one piece of it. But yesterday, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, two days ago, because this is the weekend show, with the House Oversight Committee on Weaponization of Government, they interviewed Christopher Wray. The director acknowledged in that briefing that the FBI had requested from the Bank of America individual credit card information for everyone that had been in Washington, D.C. on January 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe. Anyway, right around the January 6th events. Not only did they provide credit card data, but they also provided data on anybody that had made a credit card purchase for a weapon previously to that. And I think it was maybe back a few years, if not maybe 10 years, and I can't remember the specifics on it. But bottom line, Christopher Wray admitted that the FBI had used private companies' data without a warrant to get information on individuals and the fact that they may or may not have been in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and if they'd ever purchased a weapon. And so far, Wray is sticking to the claim that this was in his rights and within the law. And I think there's a lot of questions about that. And of course, the weaponization of information with the FBI and the government. And of course, this is with Bank of America, which they actually responded to the subpoenas from the Oversight Committee. And we don't know how many other companies at this point had provided similar information to the FBI.
And the bottom line here goes in the favor of who, Jimmy, in your opinion?
Well, there's no, it definitely goes in the favor of evil. It is not in the best interest of Americans for the FBI to do blanket warrantless searches through our credit card data
right,
in order to attempt to pin us with a crime when there's been no evidence that we were involved in a crime. So they're doing blanket searches and sweeps. Now, this is not new. We know from Edward Snowden's releases with some of the NSA mass collective data. We know with other instances within the FBI that they've been using this type of mass data collection in order to target people. But what it clearly shows is a disregard for civil liberties and, of course, portions of the Constitution that restrict search and seizure. So it's a question that must be put before the American people. However, many people are unaware of these issues, and the media is not reporting it. And there were actually quite a few things that came out in this testimony yesterday.
Jim, I want you to do me a favor. I'm a little hazy on what we're talking about here. So we know who specifically was in Washington, D.C., according to Bank of America records. It would seem to me that this would probably go in favor of who, in your opinion?
Well, it doesn't really go in favor of anybody. What it shows is that Bank of America was willing to respond to a request, not a warrant, but a request to provide personal information to the FBI to investigate the possibility of crimes.
Yeah.
So basically what was pointed out to, so it's definitely against the American civil liberties.
Of course it is.
But what was pointed out in the congressional testimony was, well, so we had a large number of members of Congress, new members of Congress that were in the city that day. that had flown in and their family members had flown in order to for swearing in ceremonies.
Right.
So, or somehow they swept up, members of Congress or their families swept up in this blanket search. And of course, he wasn't able to clearly articulate that, but basically anybody that flew into Washington, D.C. for any business at that point became potentially a target for the FBI using that mass data in order to specifically target individuals. Now, they used other types of data, your cell phone data. We know that they provided, that many of the cell phone companies provided data based on FBI requests to track people. But again, people that were legitimately involved in protests that are actually guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, the right to assemble, and of course were clearly allowed during the BLM riots and the Antifa riots in the summer of 2000. The FBI was using whatever powers necessary to target and track political enemies that may have questioned the outcome of the 2020 election. So definitely goes against the American people. And unfortunately, it shows a level of abuse of power within Washington. And the actual hubris that somehow they can be doing this and they're justified to be able to do this. And it's, I think we're seeing a step to an authoritarian Orwellian future that many Americans have no idea is happening right now.
Yeah, what I wonder about here is I don't really see the reason for having a blanket search of who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. I agree that the method is a bit on the Orwellian side.
Well, why would they do it, Al? I mean, here's a question for you. Why would they do that? Why would the FBI, and they did ask that information, and the Bank of America, according to the FBI director, responded.
Yeah.
So why?
They would have to be doing it to determine specifically who the troublemakers were on January 6th. That's the only reason they would want to do that, Jim.
Right. So did they know when they took that information, if you flew into, and this is a very important point, you as an American citizen flew into Washington, D.C. for a meeting.
Right.
And somehow you were swept up in this collection because you used your Bank of America credit card.
Right.
But you had no involvement or you're not there. But somehow the FBI is now investigating you to make sure that, was not the case. Yet there is no
That was the case.
Exactly.
Right.
So there is no evidence that you were ever involved in a crime, yet the FBI is using blanket information to try to investigate you.
Right. Right.
That is absolutely, in my view, that is Orwellian.
I don't disagree with your statement there, Jimmy. I really don't. Listen, we got about a minute and a half here to wrap up this segment, maybe a minute and 25 seconds. Take it away. I guess what I would like to say is I have some questions, and I want to talk about this just a little bit more in the next segment for maybe, 8.5 minutes so, because this is critical.
Yeah, and there are other issues that came out of this hearing. The fact that the FBI actually reached out to social media companies and censored different American platforms based on Ukrainian intelligence services requests, including a U.S. State Department social media platform. This is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it is to me, too. It is to me, too. Yeah.
And then, of course, the Christopher Wray had said in the past, we'll talk about this in this next segment, that they had not used Section 702 to target individuals, that's the FISA, in January 6th, but it turns out they did. We did it yesterday, and other issues.
Jimmy, I hate to cut you off, but I got to do it. We got to break for a real quick commercial. You guys, we're going to be right back. Yeah.